what's up? Yo, this is 50 Cent.
What's up, y'all? I'm Beyonce.
What's going on? It's your boy Drizzy Drake, and you are now rocking with my homie.
Hey, it's Miss J here to remind you the new season of Miss J in the Morning Live airs this fall. Check out this next episode rated as a top fan favorite. Feel free to download to create your own playlist filled with the best moments on Pumps Radio. It's with Jay in the Morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Until you see the beauty in growing up.
Yes, you can fly as high in the sky as you can ever imagine. You first, though, have to get it together. India Irie starting the show off right. Good morning to everyone. It's Ms. J in the morning. I'm your host today, Ms. J. And of course, each and every day, Monday through Friday, we are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, also streaming on BFTM Radio Network 103.3 out there in North Carolina and America on Saturdays, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you to every single person who has tuned in today. Even if you're not listening live, if you're listening to the archive, to a recording, someone shared it with you, you stumbled upon the website, you decided to take a listen a little bit later in the day, later in the evening, later in the afternoon. It doesn't matter. Ms. J in the morning, I, myself, host of Ms. J in the morning, is thankful and grateful, and I would not be able to do what I do if it wasn't for you. Thank you so much. Getting up and getting ready, making sure that we're doing all that we need to do to achieve the goals that we have set for ourselves, to achieve the successes that we believe that we deserve. 2016 is the year of greater. And in order to have greater, you have to do greater. In order to be greater, you have to live greater. You got to get it together. So today's show is going to be like unlike any other. Of course, we'll still have the same things we do each and every show. We'll have the Ms. J Challenge coming up. We'll also have the Ms. J Area Code Check-In coming up. I'm excited about a new month starting in 2016 as we progress throughout the year, as time continues to move forward, regardless of the challenges, the obstacles that we face in life. We have to make sure that we are staying steadfast, unmovable, unshakable, meaning that it's okay. It is all okay. And you have to train yourself to actually believe that. It takes some years. It takes some time. It actually takes constant reminding to say what I'm going through is okay, whether it's favorable or not. What I'm going through is okay, and the reason why it's okay, because I understand that it's helping me. It's strengthening me. It's building character. It's giving me experience, which is giving me wisdom. It's helping me to move forward and progress and become the person that I desire to be. But we got to get it together, you guys. We got some great music, of course, coming up. And I want to share some things that's going to happen this month. Some great things that are going on with Ms. J and Ms. J in the morning. Other great events that are going on around the world. If you have some great events that are happening in your area, if you have some special announcements that you would like to share online, go ahead and inbox me. You can email me at info@msjonline.com, or you can direct message me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever social media network we're connected on. Make sure you send me a message, and I'll announce it on air. Want to make sure that we are sharing positive things that are happening around the world, to be living examples of the greatness that we know that's inside of us. But while you're moving forward in your life, making sure we keep it together in order to sustain the successes that we have achieved, we need to make sure that we are staying true to the truth, making sure that we are staying true to the process, making sure that we are staying true to the work and the progress, making sure that as you see fit, that you are being genuine, you are being honest, you are being honorable. It seems like a lot of work, I know, but once you make it a habit and develop a habit of doing so, it becomes one of the easiest things ever in life. It took me years to really recognize that it really is easy just being open and honest. Trying to think about how to deliver a message, you got to say it this way, you got to embellish a little bit, you got to keep out this part so this person won't get mad, you got to keep out that part because you don't want this person to know, you have to do it this way, you got to do it that way, you got to say it this way, is a lot of stress. And a lot of stress develops a lot of internal issues physically, mentally, and spiritually. Once you release it all and say, you know what, I'm going to use wisdom. I either don't want to talk about it or I do. And if I talk about it, I'm going to speak truth. It releases so much to where even I'm noticing my physical health is getting better. I was struggling with losing weight. Once I released stress, I actually was releasing weight and educating myself and understanding that weight actually adds pounds. So some of you guys may not be that lazy. You may be able to get active. You may be able to eat right. You may be able to put the right things in your bodies, but you're holding on to a lot of stress, which is still hindering you from being 100% physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And we want to be 100% in life, not just for ourselves, but for our loved ones, and to be a great example for the next generations to come. So we got to go all or go nothing. We got to go hard or go home. So we're going to get into some music. Here's one of my favorite songs, Jonathan McReynolds, There's No Gray. You're either white or you're black. There's no in between. And with this year, 2016, being the year of greater, we want to make sure that we're actively pursuing our purpose, in passionate pursuit of our purpose, making sure that we're going all in, no hesitation, no stopping, no second guessing. We're going to keep moving, keep being motivated. We're going to do everything we need to do to make sure that we reach our goals no matter what. We're going to have some more music. But here's Jonathan McReynolds, No Gray, and I'll be right back after this.
Part of me loves the world and the other loves you. So what do I do? I want to be safe, but I gotta stay cool too. And no, I'm not a fool. I know eventually I'm gonna have to choose. And really, I don't want to lose my ticket into heaven and a chance to be used by you. And if it's God that I'm after, I just can't serve two masters. Before something happens, I gotta turn it all around, because I know I can't just have my cake and eat it too. 'Cause it's real easy to stay on the fence and still do you. And it'd be cool if we could love the Lord and still go do our thing. But see, it doesn't work like that. You gotta be white or black. I've realized when it comes to sin, you just don't compromise. See, it's a matter of death and life. Be weak and do wrong, or be strong and do right. And I don't want to keep going to church, singing all about how much you're worth, and then continue doing my dirt, living as if I didn't care if you're hurt. 'Cause if it's God that I'm after, just can't serve two masters. And before something happens, I gotta turn it all around, because I know I can't just have my cake and eat it too. 'Cause it's real easy to stay on the fence and still do you. It'd be cool if we could love the Lord and still go do our thing. But see, it doesn't work like that. You gotta be white or black. Something happens, I gotta turn it all around, because I know I can't just have my cake and eat it too. Yeah, and it'd be cool if we could love the Lord and still go do our thing. But see, it don't work like that. You gotta be white or black. No, it don't work like that. You gotta be white or black, yeah. No gray, no shades of gray. No, 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 no. Don't work like that, no.
No grave, Jonathan McReynolds right here on Ms. J in the morning. A beautiful song, a beautiful message. Regardless of the religion you practice or if you practice a religion at all, the truth of the matter is no matter what area in life you are striving in, whether it's your finances, your education, relationships, your family, your school, on your job, your morals, your community, you cannot straddle the fence. You've done it long enough. Trying to play safe is not going to get you anywhere. You have to be bold to make a stand on either side. You're either all in or you're all out. You can't be sometimes you are, sometimes you're not. You have to be completely honest with yourself and say, you know what, I've done a lot of great things, but it still isn't enough. And I've told myself that. A lot of people say, oh, my God, Ms. J, you've done so much. You're doing some wonderful things. But to me, it's still not enough. Regardless of the situation, if I allowed it myself, if I accepted things from other people, if I created situations for myself, I still have to make sure to make a choice to do even greater. I want to live greater. I want to be greater. I want to have greater. 2016 is the year of greater, so it's time for all of us to take a stand for greater. Not to say that you're not great, not to say you haven't done some amazing things. There are some amazing people out there that I love to watch, I love to see, I love to share with, but it's still time to take it up another notch. Don't get caught up in the planning process. Don't get caught up in the sharing process. Don't get caught up in the praise after the act is done. I want to share this part about my journey. I remember when I was in college about freshman year, back in the day, I don't need to say how long ago this was, but it is throwback, let's just say that. It was long enough to officially be able to be called a throwback. Freshman year, sophomore year of college, I started a company, my first business. I decided to start, it was sophomore year of college, I started my first business, and I started doing artist development and event promoting out in Atlanta, Georgia. I became very successful very quickly. I did artist development and worked with a lot of popular recording labels and music studios that worked with a lot of popular artists that are known internationally. I've never been the type to name drop because I don't feel that someone else's success makes me more valuable. Just know that I experienced a lot really quick at a young age. Great things. But what started happening was I started getting caught up in people giving me compliments about what I did. I had an event. I had a showcase, and I was very excited about the showcase. People decided to come from all over to participate. People decided to come all over to watch, and I was very excited about the successes that I had achieved within this event. For months after, people kept talking about it. When are you going to do your next one? What are you going to do? I want to have a meeting with you. I want to do this. I want to do that. It became almost a year later before I did another one. Not that I wasn't doing anything, not that things weren't happening, but because I got caught up in the praise after the event. Now, it's not necessarily a bad thing until you get mature and start thinking about the time that I wasted with meeting with people, with talking on the phone about how great it was, with repeating myself, and time continued to move. I could have had two showcases since then. And that's just one example of how I had to use wisdom to learn that although you do great things, although people are going to give you compliments and accept them all, encourage yourself, move forward and celebrate yourself, make sure you're still pushing, you're still planning, you're still moving towards greater. Making sure that once you do one, you teach yourself to still give yourself some critiques. Ask for feedback while you're talking about it. Thank you so much. Tell a person, thank you so much for attending. Thank you so much for giving me your feedback. Can you share with me the things that you like and the things that you feel that I need to improve? I have comment cards, at your event, comment cards at any class that you offer, for any services you offer, in order to check yourself. I love going to businesses and filling out comment cards. It doesn't necessarily mean that you would give constructive criticism in a negative way. It could just be positive things that you enjoy, things that you like, to help people understand that regardless of how wonderful I am, regardless of the things that I'm doing right now, I want to be better. I want to be greater. I want to have greater. I want to do greater. And in order to do that, you have to make sure that you're constantly keeping yourself in check, not putting yourself down. There is a difference. You don't constantly put yourself down and say, oh, no, I'm not good enough yet. I'm not good enough. You are good enough, but you still want to be great enough. So I want to make sure that I'm encouraging everyone out there, whether you're an entrepreneur or not, no matter what area in life you are striving to be greater in, if it's holistically, mind, body, heart, and soul, if it's in your finances, if it's on your job, if it's at your school, if it's with your family, if it's with your spouse, no matter what you're working towards, you always ask for feedback. Each and every day I get on the show, I ask you guys to share with me, what songs do you want to hear? What topics do you want to talk about? What can I do to make this experience in the morning even greater? Of course, we have the Ms. J Challenge coming up in a little bit. Also, the Ms. J Area Code Check-In. I get feedback and people telling me, keep it. Don't stop it. So I'm going to keep going. The music that I select to play on the show is intentional music. It's just not random songs. So when I hear somebody say, you know what, I want to listen to this song, it really inspires me, it really encourages me, it really gets me going, that's the music and those are the songs that I'm going to play. And also songs that I know that will encourage because it's encouraging me. Want to get you guys some examples, those of you who are listening, to understand how to get it together, keep it together, so we are moving forward in greater. 2016 is a year of greater. My empowerment tour, Greater Is In You. It's also featuring my latest book, 30 Days to a Greater Me Empowerment Journal, is going pretty soon international. It's going national. It kicks off in just a few short weeks. I'm excited. Make sure you log on to my website, MsJOnline.com, to find out more information about what I'm going to do, where I'm going to be, and what's happening with me around the world. We're going to get back into some music. I want to encourage you guys this morning to get up, get out, and get moving. Here's Erykah Badu, Bag Lady. Got to let it go, let it go, let it go. We'll talk a little bit about that as well when we get back. It's Ms. J in the Morning, and we'll be right back after this.
Dragging all them bags. What it do? This is Matt, repping Harlem, and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning. Let's get lifted.
That he loves me. Sometimes it's just not money. Never had to afford me. Now I'm sick and tired. You just take it right. Know when I forgive you. You ain't here for dinner. Like I'm up for dinner. I loved you for your inner.
Encouraging, inspiring, empowering pushing, probing, forcing you to focus on the greater that's within you, to achieve the greatness that you desire, to sustain the greatness that you already have achieved, making sure that we are doing all that we need to do to be greater, mind, body, heart, and soul, in order to make sure that we are being greater examples for not just ourselves, not just for those that are around us now, but for the next generations to come. With all of the craziness that's going on around the world, it is a matter of life and a matter of death. And we have to make sure that we're making a choice if we're going to be an asset in this world or if we're going to be a liability. All the gifts, all the talents, all the knowledge, all the wisdom that you have inside, you are an asset to not only the world, but also to those that are around you immediately. Your children are watching you. Your spouse is watching you. Your family is watching you. Your neighbors are watching you. The clerk at the local store is watching you. Make sure that you're not only representing yourself, but representing those connected to you in a greater way. How you can do that is starting right here each and every day, Monday through Friday on blogtalkradio.com, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also Saturdays on BFTM Radio Network, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This show features the Ms. J Challenge, and it's time to get into it right here and right now. If you're new to the show, the Ms. J Challenge is just a simple quote, and it states, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. And it's just that simple. The Ms. J Challenge is me challenging you to think greater, speak greater, and act greater in order to be greater. Starting each and every day with a positive affirmation is clinically proven to help improve and strengthen and lengthen your life and your quality of life. A positive affirmation is something that you believe yourself, even though you can't see it. So I want everyone to repeat after me, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. It takes a minimum of 21 consecutive days to develop a new habit. So why not develop a new habit of positive thoughts, positive speech, and positive action? It may take you a few times to say it in one day for 21 days in order to truly get it right. But I guarantee you, once you get that together, the journey will be much, much easier. Your journey to greatness really does depend on you, and it's time to let go of all that old stuff, all that stinking thinking, all the things that hindered you, all the excuses you had, all the reasons why not, and start picking up the reasons why. Start picking up what you can do. Stop picking up the things you have already done. Start believing in yourself. And quit focusing on what they shoulda, coulda, woulda done. And do what you are going to do, what you can do within your power right now. You may not have the finances to start the business that you desire, but you can gain the knowledge. You can become an apprentice. You can study. You can build relationships. You can gain resources. You can go looking at a location. You can do so much before that thing happens. Where I don't want you to get stuck in the waiting process. While you're waiting, you still have to be active, actively waiting, making sure that you're doing just that, gaining knowledge, gaining wisdom, gaining resources, building relationships, choosing locations in whatever area of your life. If you're a young lady or a young man in college and you're looking to, in high school, and you're looking to go to college, or you're waiting to go to college, you have a few years or you've already sent in your applications waiting for them to come back. You need to think. Look in the area of the colleges. Look around in the city. Is this someplace that you're going to stay after you graduate from college? What about the city do you like? What are the trends in the jobs right now? What's popular in your major in the area? Will you be able to stay there? Will you be able to work while you're in college? Or are you going to have to go full-time without working? How are you going to do that? What's around your dorm rooms? There is so much more that you can do instead of just sitting there, dreaming, sitting there wishing, sitting there hoping. We have to get up. We have to get out. We have to get moving because we have so many places to go. Let's get back into some great music. Want to get you up, want to get you going, want to get you moving into a positive a thought pattern, a positive active pattern, a positive way of living life. So here's a special guest that was on the show, Mr. Kian Martin. We're packing our suitcases. We've got a lot of places to go, and I'll be right back after this.
Thank you. What up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
Never go back. Right before that, Kia Martin, suitcase, pack your suitcases. places, because we're going places beyond what we even imagined, newer, higher, greater places in our finances, greater places in our relationships, greater places in our careers, greater places in our education, greater places in our businesses. Today's show is to get you motivated for greatness, and I'm thankful for each and every one of you. Those of you who are following me on social media, if you haven't, make sure we can become friends and stay connected at Ms. J Online, M-I-Z-J Online, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, also my website, MsJOnline.com. Make sure you stay connected and find out where I'm going to be and what I'm going to do. 2016 is a year of greater. My Greater Is In You Empowerment Tour kicks off in just a few weeks. I'll be in Stockton, California, making sure that all of you guys stay connected, get your books, get them signed. We're going to have a great time. Got some great surprises coming up. More events coming up this month. I'm so excited about it all. So special announcements are going out while I'm on the show, while I'm out and about during the day. Make sure you hit me up. Let me know that you listen this morning. Let me know how you feel about today's show. Want to share a little bit before we end the show out of my latest book, 30 Days to a Greater Me. It's an empowerment journal. It's not something you just read and then toss to the side and move on about your life. You actually have to go through 30 days of positive affirmations about yourself and journal. It's a journey that I'm going to take you through while I'm on tour. So I want to share day 9. It's called Motivation. Day 9 is entitled Motivation. Today I am motivated to be a greater me. I now realize I've been living with mediocrity for so long that it's distracted me from my full potential. I acknowledge the areas in my life that I have neglected, and I vow to make them a priority, my mind, body, and spirit. I am encouraged to be greater, not just for myself, but for those I love and for all who are connected to my purpose. I am excited about the positive changes that are happening in my life. I am proud of how far I've come. I am eager to learn more, grow more, experience more, and become even greater than I was the day before. I will keep my passions in front of me and allow them to be my why, my reason to never give up. I owe it to myself, and I deserve to be great. I will take it one step at a time and refuse feelings of being overwhelmed, tired, or too busy to become an excuse that will keep me stuck on my journey. I will not wait another moment. Today, I am reclaiming my greatness, and I am moving forward to receive all that my journey has in store. Make sure you get online to get a copy of your book. It's available at BarnesandNoble.com, download it on your Nook, Amazon.com, download it on your Kindle. You can get it at Goodreads.com, CreateSpace.com, MsJOnline.com. You can Google it, 30 Days to a Greater Me. Go on the journey with so many around the world. I want to make sure that you guys are getting motivated, not just to entertain you, not just to keep you up in the morning being loud and playing great music, but in order to help you think greater, in order to help you practice speaking greater, in order to encourage you to be greater, in order to have greater. It's okay to want things, but it has to be with a purpose. And while you're going and being in passionate pursuit of your purpose, make sure that it's effective for those that you are connected to. My passion is to make sure that I'm helping us all be the greatest that we can be in order to help the world be a greater place. There are a lot of bad things happening in the world, but I truly believe that there are more greater things that are going on. We just have to shine the light on that instead of shining the light on all the negativity. It's easier to look at what needs to be changed, what you wish you had, what you don't have, the craziness that's going on in the world, but you have to give people an example. People are hurting and starving for an example. People are desiring to live better. They have these dreams and all this stuff bottled up inside with no release, no opportunity, no one to share it with. Open your mouth, smile, say hello, how are you, and wait for a response. You ever notice that? But sometimes while we're in passing, maybe you're walking to lunch, you're walking in a store or out of a store, and someone says, hello, how are you? And you say, fine, and you keep moving. You don't actually stop to wait for an answer. And sometimes in the reverse, people ask, how are you? You say, you're fine, without even really checking in to say how you're really doing. And I tell people that all the time, is that we're so used and caught up in the routine of saying it that we're not even actually acknowledging the question or even the answer. A lot of times I trip people up when people say that, hi, how are you? I say, thank you so much for asking me that. I am doing well, and I would like to ask you the same. How are you doing? And people kind of stop and look at me crazy like, oh, well, and they begin to share exactly how they feel. It may take a few more moments, but those few more moments actually can change someone's life, change someone's perspective about humanity. So I want everyone to start challenging the way that you walk, the way that you talk, the way that you think. No, you're not going to get it all right at the same time. It's not going to be a snap of the finger, blink of an eye, a twitch of your nose, and everything's going to be okay. Life is a process, and that's why I am passionate each and every day to get up, get out, and get you motivated and remind you every day of you're worth it. The person next to you is worth it. Your future is worth it. The future for our next generations is worth you taking that extra moment to do something extra. Be extraordinary in your life. Those of you who are calling in around the world, I'm so thankful for you. It's now time for the Ms. J area code check-in. It's your opportunity to rep your city, my opportunity to make a fool of myself, but it's okay just for the fun and for the laughter. I want to make sure to say thank you for all of you around the world. Thank you so much, Japan, for checking in, China, Australia, South Africa, the UK, Canada, the United States, no matter where you are around the world. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting. Those of you who are listening on your phone, thank you so much for calling in. I wrote down your area code, and so I want to give a shout out to where you are. Oh, here we go, yo. Shout out to area code 718-865-209-404-678-213-943-770-842-407-716-814-870-431-0541-916-713-8877-323-234-847-033-238-34-847-031-393-901-943-104. I think I said you already. 953-682-347-33-4731 and 409. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Shouts out to all of you around the world for continuing to support me, continuing to believe not just that Ms. J is great, but that you are great. You are great. You deserve everything that you are striving for. Greater is in you. Greater is in me. Greater is in us. And because we are great, we are the examples for the world to see. I want you all to be motivated today to do great. If you feel tired, if you feel like giving up, shake it off and tell yourself that you were too great to let go. You were too great to stop. You were too great to give up. You were too great to feel defeated. You were too great to feel fear. You are too great to ruin the journey that you've been on for so long. You've made it this far. Just keep on going. So as we end the show, I'm going to play one of my favorite singers, of course, Jill Scott, I Keep. I love you guys. Make sure you keep going and moving towards greater. I'll talk to you in the morning. Yeah.
change.